Hello, listeners. I am Abigail Camphausen, a graduate of UConn's Cognitive Science Program and passionate patron of Ashford's Babcock Library. On our very first episode of Missing Information, I want to talk to you about a piece of common knowledge that might be a little bit different from the truth. You might have seen posts on social media with jokes centering around the idea of human brains fully developing at 25 years old. When I first started researching this topic, I had also learned a lot about brain development in my neurology courses, and I wasn't sure that what people were saying lined up with what we currently understand about development. The common misconception seems to come from a simplification of the findings of a study done in 2004. Dr. Jay Gee conducted a series of MRI scans on children and teens, discovering what was previously unconfirmed. While the brain reaches its adult size at 12, there was much more change in brain morphology and maturity after that than we previously thought. In truth, not all parts of the brain grow at the same speed at the same time. One of the last areas of the brain to grow to its adult size is the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex, an area associated with impulse control that reaches its full adult size in someone's early 20s. In a later interview he gave to Time magazine, Dr. Geed said that when he initially began the study, he expected to only follow his participants until age 18 or 20, but with what he knows now, would choose to follow his participants to age 25. Because of the massive difference between the accepted knowledge at the time and what Dr. Geed found, it makes sense that the public would latch on to this new information about brain development. But it's important to note that Geed's findings didn't say that the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex's development continued until age 25. In 2002, researchers Dr. Richard Bethlehem and Dr. Jacob Seidlitz, along with others, compiled almost 125,000 MRI scans from people in infancy to 100 years of age. By looking at such a huge data set, these researchers were able to find key similarities in typically developing and aging brains. With their findings, they created an incredible research tool called BrainChart that can be used to visualize data related to developmental milestones. Their findings provide support for the idea that the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex develops into the early 20s, but disavow the idea that reaching physical maturity is necessarily as indicative of behavior as we might believe it is. In an interview with IFL Science, a science communication organization, Bethlehem and Seidlitz said, "The mid-20s number doesn't come entirely out of the blue, as it is an age where many different brain regions will have reached their maximum volume, for example. However, this absolutely does not imply that the brain then stops being malleable to change, nor does it mean that up until that point, the brain would not be capable of functioning at a developed level." The key difference between the myth and the truth. We still don't understand how the physical maturity of brain regions correlates to impacts on our behavior. Therefore, though we now know that the average person might have their dorsolateral prefrontal cortex continue to grow in size up until age 25, we don't have reason to believe that people can't make rational and adult decisions before that magic birthday. Thank you all for listening to this month's episode of Missing Information. Thank you to Kevin Trout for our intro and closing music, the intro we've been waiting for. And thank you to our sponsor, the Babcock Library, who have provided me a space to research and record this podcast in their meeting room, which is available for patron reservation. I'd like to take this time to shout out the monthly Friends of the Babcock Library event on Tuesday, October 15th. If you're interested, please join us to learn more about how you can get involved. Be seeing you.